KJZZ's Sun Up is supported by Banner Health, Arizona's largest nonprofit healthcare system. Last year, Banner reinvested more than $1.1 billion in community health and charity care. Banner Health, nonprofit for Arizona. BannerHealth.com/nonprofit4AZ.
Hi, and welcome to KJZZ's Sun Up, your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman, your host for this podcast, a daily digest of Arizona news, as reported by our KJZZ News team. Welcome to Wednesday. Welcome to July. Happy quarter, happy half year, fiscal year, whatever you're celebrating on this first day of the month in July of 2026. And with the week rolling on, let's get right to the news. Well, fires are in the news, and the Pocket Fire, located in the Oak Creek area north of Sedona, has burned more than 15,000 acres. It's still 0% contained, but fire officials do say they are making some progress on the blaze and have been able to stop its northward progression. U.S. Forest Service spokesman Dick Fleischman.
We're just being real conservative about calling stuff contained right now. We have quite a bit of line that's in that state, but still being very conservative just because this is such a dynamic fire.
Nearly 1,000 personnel are battling the blaze, and the communities of Oak Creek Canyon, Kachina Village, Forest Highlands, and Pine Dell remain on high alert for evacuation. State Route 89A remains closed from Sedona to I-17, except for residents. Air quality is poor in the Flagstaff area as winds continue to bring smoke and ash to the high country. Elsewhere, the other big fire we're watching is the Sycamore Fire, located north of Globe in the Salt River Canyon Wilderness area. The lightning-caused blaze has grown to nearly 12,000 acres, but it is currently 76% contained. Well, for the first time in Flagstaff's history, Arizona regulators have issued a high pollution advisory. As Chris Clements reports, smoke from that pocket fire we just talked about has produced high ozone levels.
Wildfire smoke is one ingredient in a pot full of different pollutants, think cars, power plants, that cause ozone levels to rise. High ozone causes coughing and shortness of breath, especially in people who have pre-existing conditions like asthma.
Typically, the vulnerable population is going to be more impacted by ozone.
That's Michael Graves with the State Department of Environmental Quality. He says the air quality in Flagstaff is bad right now due to the pocket fire, so residents need to stay alert.
If you smell smoke, you're breathing it in.
You can also measure how poor air quality is by looking to see if nearby landmarks are visible. The weather for the next few days will likely keep smoke billowing around Flagstaff, he says.
So that's going to be conditions to allow the fire to grow.
So people with pre-existing conditions might want to limit their time outdoors.
That's Chris Clements reporting from Flagstaff. Well, the state's largest egg producer has agreed to pay a fine and to donate millions of eggs to settle complaints that it conspired with other companies to keep prices artificially high. Matthew Casey reports.
The multi-state settlement requires Hickman's to pay $1 million and donate 3.25 million eggs to food banks or related nonprofits within 18 months. Federal prosecutors said Hickman's and others coordinated as far back as 2022 to stop egg prices from falling. Hickman's was sold last year, and the new owner says everything in a federal complaint occurred before the acquisition. The Justice Department says that the cost of eggs would be higher now, but Hickman's dropped their prices after learning of the investigation. A lawyer representing Hickman's did not reply to a request for comment. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
As she seeks re-election, Governor Katie Hobbs says she's most proud of the bipartisan successes she's achieved alongside the Republican-led legislature during the fourth and final legislative session of her current term. From the Politics Desk, Wayne Shutsky reports.
Asked about her biggest accomplishments this session, Hobbs pointed to the $18.3 billion bipartisan state budget she signed into law a few weeks ago.
This budget had the most support of not just any budget I've had under my belt, but that we've seen in a long time.
Within that budget, Hobbs says she is proud of a three-year moratorium on tax incentives for data centers and a $1.4 billion tax cut package, which was modeled after federal cuts signed by President Trump last year. Republican lawmakers have criticized Hobbs for claiming credit for the tax cut package, pointing out she vetoed similar proposals three times this year before eventually signing the deal. Hobbs deflected that criticism, saying that was all a part of the negotiation process between the legislature and the governor's office. Wayne Shutsky, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Arizona water officials say they're working to avoid draconian water cutbacks to the state's share of the Colorado River's water. And as Alex Hager reports, they met on Tuesday to brief the public on talks with the federal government.
Arizona's top water negotiator, Tom Buschatsky, says they're getting closer and closer to adoption of a proposal submitted alongside California and Nevada. The states would voluntarily cut back on some water use to avoid harsher federal cutbacks. No matter what, though, Buschatsky says cities are well prepared for shortages.
The likelihood that residents are going to have cuts at their taps inside their houses, I don't see that happening.
The ability to respond to water cutbacks varies city to city, and outdoor watering restrictions are still possible. The feds are expected to release their river management plan in late July. Alex Hager, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A judge has issued a ruling that clarifies who has authority over career and technical courses between the East Valley Institute of Technology and local school districts. Lily Roseborough has more on that.
9 East Valley school districts sued EVIT earlier this year after they failed to come to a new agreement over how funding should be allocated for education programming. Now, Maricopa County Superior Court Judge Christopher Corey has ruled that EVIT will retain its authority over approved course content, and local school districts will operate any additional vocational programs on their campuses independent of EVIT oversight. The ruling also requires the districts to spend state-approved funding for career and technical education, not regular classroom instruction. Both EVIT and the districts claim victories in response to the mixed ruling. Lily Roseborough, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, Banner Health calls itself Arizona's largest private employer. Well, now about 250 of its employees have filed a petition to unionize with the National Labor Relations Board. Here's Matthew Casey once again with that.
Doctors, nurse practitioners, and doctor assistants working for Banner Health are seeking to be represented by the Union of American Physicians and Dentists. The employees allege that clinicians keep being excluded from decisions made by Banner executives, which affect patient care conditions. They say a doctor recently filed an unfair labor practice charge after being disciplined for identifying a scheduling error that would have delayed patient care. In a statement, Banner Health said it has always prioritized leaders and staff working together without third-party interference. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, the future of energy is on the agenda at the Western Governors Association Conference this week. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez has more.
For the past year, Utah Governor Spencer Cox has spearheaded what he touts as an energy superabundance initiative. It's aimed at making policy recommendations that could streamline energy permitting. This has led to the creation of a Western Transmission Joint Statement of Agreement among a dozen states, including Utah, Colorado, Nevada, Wyoming, Idaho, and Arizona. The agreement encourages collaboration and is, quote, a roadmap for expanding transmission infrastructure across the West. Yvette Fernandez, the Mountain West News Bureau.
Well, commuters in Pinal County could start experiencing delays and lane closures. The Arizona Department of Transportation is beginning work on a highway widening project north of Florence. Connor Greenwald has more.
A stretch of State Route 79 between Florence and the US 60 is a busy corridor with only one travel lane in each direction. ADOT will begin work to add passing lanes to the 8-mile stretch, which will alternate between north and southbound traffic. Garen Groff is a spokesperson for ADOT.
This is a project that will enhance safety by providing passing lanes for safer passing than the current configuration. It should also improve the flow of traffic on this section of the highway.
Groff says sections with the passing lanes will be accompanied by a paved shoulder. The project is expected to be completed next summer. Connor Greenwald, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, following the deaths of 3 wildland firefighters, including one from Arizona near the Utah-Colorado border last weekend, a top federal fire official has strong words of warning ahead of Independence Day. Echoing the concerns of other local and state officials, U.S. Wildland Fire Service Chief Brian Fennessy expressed deep concerns about fireworks.
Any human-caused fires, we have to minimize or completely eliminate those because we have enough trouble with the natural-caused fires.
The 4th of July is the busiest day of the year for wildfire starts. In sports, baseball, Ketel Marte homered in his 4th straight game. Lourdes Gurriel Jr. added a 3-run shot as the Diamondbacks continue to slay the Giants, extending their dominance over San Francisco with an 8-2 win last night in Phoenix. The D-backs 8-0 against the Giants this season. They'll go for the sweep of them this evening at Chase Field. In basketball, Mercury off till tomorrow. They'll host the Seattle Storm then. And that does it for this Wednesday edition of KJZZ's Sun Up, Arizona's Morning News Podcast. On this July 1st, I'm Phil Latzman. Thanks for listening. And we'll do it again tomorrow. Talk to you then.